नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ननायन्न नमस्कृत्याम् नारं चैव नरोत्तमाम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासाम् तत्त्वचायम् उदीप्रयेत् नास्तप्रयेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भगवतं सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्ते भवति नैष्ठिकी। So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 6, text number
7,
because there is no purport from 7, actually text number 6, start from 6, yeah, really? Okay, so I will do text number 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Yes, I will do. So I will just, we can just chant together the together the Sanskrit text number 7. Sasvatam cha na kaupasit yoga shemam mame chati ishasi hi vasya Loko yasho yasha darumai yata sasvatam cha nakaupasid yoga shema mamechati isha shahi vase loko Yasha daru mait yata sasvatam cha nakaupasi yoga shemam mamechati ishasya hi vase loko yasha daru mait yata Sasvatam cha nakaupasi Yoga shemam mamechati Ishasya hi vase loko Yosha daru mai yata Sasvatam cha nakaupasi Yoga shema mamechati Mataji, okay. Mataji. Asvatantra was dependent, na not kalpa able, asit was yogashimam maintenance, mama my ichati, although desirous. Ishasya of providence, he for vashe under the control of lokaha everyone, yasha do dalumaya dalumai made of wood. Yata, as much as. Translation. She wanted to look after my maintenance properly. This is Narada Muni's continually speaking about his previous life. She wanted to look after my maintenance properly, but because she was not independent, she was not able to do anything for me. The world is under the full control of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, everyone is like a wooden doll in the hands of a puppet master. Because there's no purport in this verse. So we can continue to read text number 8, 9, and 10. Text number 8. When I was a mere child of 5 years, I lived in a Brahmana school. I was dependent on my mother's affection and had no experience of different lands. Text number 9. Once upon a time, my poor mother, when going out one night to milk a cow, was bitten on the leg by a serpent, influenced by supreme time. Purport. This is the way of dragging a sincere soul nearer to God. The poor boy was being looked after only by his affectionate mother, and yet the mother was taken from the world by the supreme will in order to put him completely at the mercy of the Lord. Text number 10. I took this as a special mercy of the Lord, who always desires benediction for his devotees. And so thinking, I started for the north. Purport. Confidential devotee of the Lord see in every step a benedictory direction of the Lord. What is considered to be an odd or difficult moment in the mundane sense is accepted as special mercy of the Lord. mundane prosperity is a kind of material fever. And by the grace of the Lord, the temperature of this material fever is gradually diminished, and spiritual health is obtained step by step. Mundane people misunderstand it. 오마 게아나 티미난다시야 게난자나 사라카야 착수 우미니탄 예나 타스마이 시리구라베 나마 나마 옴 비슈누 바다야 크리슈나 프레스타야 부토리 시마디 타마오 크리슈나 카 스와미 디나미니 나마 옴 비슈누 바다야 크리슈나 프레스타야 부토리 시마디 박트 위단다 스와미 디나미니 나마스테 사라스와디 데베 고라바니 프라차니네 니 비셰샤 슈나와디 파스차디데 샤타니네 So, why Lord Krishna is putting his devotees in difficulties? Yeah. So here we can understand that the great devotee Narad Muni, although he was only 5 years old, but he was put into such a great difficulties. You know, a 5 years old boy does not know anything about life. He is actually fully dependent on his mother. But somehow or other, by the arrangement of Lord Krishna, his mother was bitten by a snake and she passed away like that. So, from the mundane point of view, this is really actually a disaster for small boy Narad Muni. So why the Lord putting his devotee in difficulties like that? Actually, there are two main reasons why the Lord is putting his devotees in such, you know, difficulties. The first reason is the Lord Krishna, he wants to test the devotee. He wants to see if the devotee is sincere or not in the practice of this Krishna consciousness. If the devotee is sincere in the practice of this Krishna consciousness, then the devotee can easily pass through the test. Another reason is that the Lord Krishna, he wants to glorify the devotees in this way. Because although the devotees were put into such difficulties, still the devotees will not stop his, you know, devotional service to the Lord. Yeah. Like there are so many great devotees in the past, especially the Pandavas. Yeah, although they are pure devotees of the Lord, but they were constantly put into difficulties. Yeah. First of all, you know, because of the gambling match, they lost everything. Yeah. And even they lost their wives, Draupadi. And then they were put into exile in the forest for 13 years. And they were given poisonous cake. They were put in a house surrounded by a kind of wax, very flammable substances. Because the other party, herded by Duryodhan, wants to kill them in so many ways. But somehow or other, they were saved by Lord Krishna's. Yeah. So in this way, they were saved by the arrangement of Krishna. Actually, I want to share one prayer from Queen Kunti. Yeah, actually, Queen Kunti, she was actually praying for the calamities to happen again and again. It is in the first canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 8, where Queen Kunti, she was praying to the Lord, saying, Vipada santu tasaswa tacha tacha jagaguro. Bhavato dashana yasya apuna bhava dashana. So Queen Kunti, she was praying, I wish that all those calamities would happen again and again, so that we could see you again and again. For seeing you means that we will no longer see repeated birth and death. So, and in the purport, interesting is, in the purport to this verse, Srila Prabhupada described this in a very, really, very wonderful way. Let's take a look. Generally, the distressed, the needy, the intelligent, and the inquisitive who have performed some pious activities, worship or begin to worship the Lord. Others who are thriving on misdeeds only, regardless of status, cannot approach the Supreme due to being misled by the illusory energy. Therefore, for a pious person, if there is some calamity, there is no other alternative than to take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. Consequently, constantly remembering the lotus feet of the Lord means prepare for liberation from birth and death. Therefore, even though they are so-called calamities, they are welcome because they give an opportunity to remember the Lord, which means liberation. So that means when difficulty comes, we are forced to take more shelter of the Lord, to remembering more Lord Krishna. And by remembering Lord Krishna, our life is successful. Like the Bhagavad Gita was saying, Yam yam vapi smanam bhavam tyajanti ante karevanam tam tam evaiti konteya satada bhava bhavita. That whatever state of being one remembers at the time of death, that state of life he will attain without fail. So, if we can remember Krishna at the time of death, then our life is successful. And by putting us in difficulties, we are forced to remember Krishna more. So actually, that's a benediction. And Prabhupada, he continued, one who has taken shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, which are accepted as the most suitable boat for crossing the ocean of nuisance, can achieve liberation as easily as one leaps over the holes made by the hoofs of a calf. So that means we know that this material energy is actually from Lord Krishna. It's actually divine. Like the Bhagavad Gita was saying, Devi Hesha Gunamayi Mama Maya Dulatyaya Mam Evaya Prabhatyante Maya Evam Tarantite. Because this material energy is actually coming from Krishna. It is impossible for a person to overcome it. It's actually impossible. But one who surrenders unto Krishna, but one who, like here it is said, Prabhupada said, one who has taken shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, then it is very easy for him to cross this material ocean. This material ocean will shrink to a hoofs of a calf, a hole made by the hoofs of a calf. It's easy to cross over it. So, taking shelter of Krishna lotus feet of Krishna means to take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. Yeah. Like yesterday's class, Vajrapratipapa was describing very nicely why it is so important to take shelter a bona fide as of a spiritual master. Yeah. So Srila Prabhupada continues, such persons are meant to reside in the abode of the Lord, and they have nothing to do with a place where there is danger in every step. This material world is certified by the Lord in the Bhagavad Gita as a danger, as a dangerous place full of calamities. This intelligent person prepares plans to adjust to those calamities without knowing that the nature of this place is itself full of calamities. They have no information of the abode of the Lord, which is full of bliss and without trace of calamity. The duty of the same person, therefore, is to be undisturbed by worldly calamities, which are sure to happen in all circumstances. Suffering all sorts of unavoidable misfortunes, one should make progress in spiritual realization, because that is the mission of human life. The spirit soul is transcendental to all material calamities. Therefore, the so-called calamities are called force. A man may see a tiger swallowing him in a dream, and he may cry for this calamity. Actually, there is no tiger, and there is no suffering, It is simply a case of dreams. In the same way, all calamities of life are said to be dreams. If someone is lucky enough to get in contact with the Lord by devotional service, it is all gain. Contact with the Lord by any one of the nine devotional service is always a forward step on the path going back to Godhead. So calamity to the devotees is actually not a bad thing. Yeah, because from here we can clearly understand calamities will force us to remember Lord Krishna more and more. And that is the case of Narada Muni. Although his mother was bitten by the snake and passed away, and that made him more determined to surrender to Krishna. And his life become perfect like that. And also, there's another interesting point is that, because when difficulty comes, our chanting of the holy name will be much more, with much more feelings. Yeah, we'll be more sincere. This reminds me, there was one time in China, Norm Pat Maharaj, he was sharing us his experience of attending one at the Mayapur festival, where they Kirtan Mela. So Norm Pat Maharaj, he was telling us that he was really attracted by the Kirtan led by Madhava Prabhu. Maharaj was telling me that he's really feeling spiritually very strong. And after the kirtan finished, so Maharaj approached Madhava Prabhu and asked him why your kirtan is so spiritually spiritually so strong. And Mahaprabhu, he was telling Maharaj that, you know, the way when he was chanting the kirtan, he was thinking, this is my last chanting. Yeah, this is my last chanting. He was meditating like that. Yeah. And that really, you know, that was really stuck in my mind. Because generally speaking, we are always thinking, I'm still young. I'm still having lots of time in this world. There's no need for me to take so seriously about chanting the holy name of the Lord. But actually, from today's verse, we could understand that calamities may happen at any time. Yeah. Like the other days, Rabindranath Prabhu, he was sharing with me that now this world, the demoniac personalities, they have produced so many nuclear weapons. And sooner or later, they are going to use it. Yeah. So calamity will come sooner or later. So that means we devotees have to really take shelter of the chanting of the holy name, take shelter of the association of the devotees. Then even when the great difficulty comes, we will remember Lord Krishna. And by remembering Lord Krishna, our life is successful. Yeah. So I just stop here. Are there any questions and comments? Yes, Maharaj, please.
Thank you very much for a very wonderful class, inspiring. So I just wanted to make one comment. A little five-year-old boy, after his mother died, he actually had two alternatives. He was in a Brahmin school, could have stayed in the school.
Right.
Could have just asked, look, my mother's dead, you can take care of me, and who would refuse? But he didn't do that. What he did is that he took to heart the instructions that he had been receiving from the Bhaktivedantas or the Parivrajakacharyas, those who were traveling and who were depending upon Krishna in the course of their travels. They were like sannyasis. So he learned a lot about who to really depend upon and who will give him security, who will give him strength, who will give him direction. And he learned that Krishna is within himself and also within everyone. And as we will see, he will sit down on the ground against a tree and he will begin to meditate upon Krishna within his heart. And ultimately he will see Krishna and he will have that experience and know who, he already knows who's the most important person in terms of gaining security, that is Krishna. Even if he were to take shelter of the Brahmin in the school or some of the teachers, they cannot be as helpful, they cannot be as useful as Krishna can be. And as we see in the story, Krishna appears to him and he becomes so extremely ecstatic in this. Right. And then Krishna begins to withdraw from him. And then Krishna says to him, you will not see me again until the next kalpa. So what you will have to do to see me is you will have to, this time you've gotten a glimpse of me by my grace as a gift, but the next time you will have to get me through devotional service, which you will have to perform continually or continuously till you reach a point of perfect purity. And when that time comes, you will see me always. Wherever I am, wherever you are, You can find me in your heart. You can find me in the rock. You can find me in other people's hearts. So you will have absolute security. And through this process of dependence upon me, and not on things or on even people, but on me or on great, of course, souls who know me, by that means you will develop true happiness, true fulfillment. So he learned this from these Bhaktivedantas who were at the Brahman's place during the 4 months of the rainy season. So we can learn something from this, is that if we have different attachments, we should realize that the ultimate attachment we should have should be just like Narada Muni took, is the attachment to Krishna, and depending upon him, serving him, loving him.
Thank you very much, Maharaj. Any other questions? Oh, yes, Mataji. Right, thank you. Yes, actually, this world is the is a prison house. Yeah, it's like a jail. So we are all criminals because we are not following the laws of God, Krishna. So that's why, just like, you know, in the jail, in this world, the criminals, they have no freedom. Yeah, and they have to do lots of hard labor too. Sometimes if they don't follow, they will be beaten by the, you know, policeman in the jail. Suffering is there. So that's why Prabhupada, he was saying that suffering is actually good for us, because when the suffering is there, then we will ask, why I'm suffering like this? Is there any way to get rid of this kind of suffering or not? Yeah, then slowly we can take to the practice of Krishna consciousness, you know. Okay, so we will stop here. Gandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaura Bhaktavinda ki jai. Hi, Haribo. I'm sorry.
completely independent. Nobody is completely independent of Krishna.